Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly cloudy with a few peaks at the sun here and there, and a high around 43. Right now in Kenosha, it's 36 degrees, 34 in Burlington, Milwaukee 37, 36 in Racine. The Caledonia Village Board last night at the end of its regular business meeting voted to have trustee Jim Dobbs take over the presidency from Bob Bradley, who officially retired once the gathering was adjourned, Dobbs to fill out the rest of that term until the April 2019 election. Bradley hearing a number of kind words during the meeting. Fran Martin chairs the village's Community Development Authority. She noted a healthy respect and rapport with Bradley on issues, even when they disagreed.
Haven't always agreed, and in fact we might have disagreed more often than we've agreed, but nevertheless, his leadership was excellent in that he had a view and he kept going. He wasn't zigging and zagging, and the village sometimes in the past has gone a little bit this way and a little bit that way, and I really appreciate the fact that you have been direct and you've gone for what you wanted, even though at least on occasion you were dead wrong.
Bradley getting plaques from State Representative Tom Weatherston, the one-time board member, and from Village Clerk Carrie Torkelson. Bradley deflecting some of the praise to the board members for the work they've done. Kenosha County Board set to meet a little earlier than normal tonight, 7 o'clock in the Downtown Administration Building, due to the required public hearing on the proposed 2018 county budget. Citizen comments precede the formal presentation of the budget by Finance Committee Chairman Terry Rose. Right after the organizational meeting that follows that, it's going to be the annual meeting. The first reading of the 2018 budget will set the stage for a final vote tomorrow night. The proposed 2018 Racine County budget up for adoption tonight, 6:30 at the Isgrove Office Building. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave showing up in Caledonia last night to let them know what's going on with the budget says, not a whole lot of bells and whistles. The budget has been reviewed now by the Finance Committee.
The tax levy is virtually flat. The mill rate is dropped. The big things that we're working on are new initiatives for the county are really workforce solutions and how do we attract basically 29,000, that's not including construction jobs, to the area for major economic development projects.
He updated the board about the county's budget and noted the formal deals with Foxconn are close at this point. In Burlington, the Common Council set to meet in Committee of the Whole at 6:30 tonight. That'll be, as usual, followed by the regular business meeting. Committee of the Whole discussion to include a downtown historic district facade improvement grant policy, which would allow owners and or tenants of buildings 50% or more commercial within the district to allow them to apply for a maximum $5,000. Applicants first have to be up to date on their taxes and utility bills, and the work has to be completed within a year. Sturtevant Village Board meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. On that agenda, a resolution amending the village's sex offender residency rules to better comply with court decisions, a second related resolution to approve the mapping that goes with it. The 52-year-old Kenosha man, Daniel Evans, arrested referenced that home invasion in Summers last month, continues to be held in the Kenosha County Jail on armed burglary, attempted homicide, and reckless endangerment of safety allegations. During a press briefing, Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth said the home invasion, in which an 84-year-old man was shot twice in the shoulder, and he and his 83-year-old wife both suffering head injuries, was just a random act. Evans allegedly did try to enter several other homes first before he went to the couple's house.
And this was not the first house that he'd actually checked that night. All the other homes did have locked residences. This home had a breezeway that he was able to get into the back of the breezeway through an open door. And then once inside the breezeway, he broke the glass, broke the door, and entered the house.
Two cell phones taken from the couple, found a few days later, surveillance video from the area where they were dumped, helping investigators develop Evans as a suspect. 67 years ago, the Cold War heated up in Korea, and the Kenosha City Council last night honoring two Korean War veterans as hometown heroes.
So Korea wasn't just a line on a map. It was where America drew the line in the sand on the Cold War, and where, for the first time, the nations of the whole world together at the newly created United Nations voted to use armed force to stop armed aggression.
Alderman Jack Rice, chairing the Hometown Heroes Commission, talking about Chester Hawes and Birger Rasmussen. They stood on that line in the sand in service to their country in Korea. Rice also noting that the story of Korea is not over.
Sadly, as we all know, the conflict still has no official end, and the tension is on display on the world stage today.
Both Haws and Berger getting their awards at last night's council meeting and a standing ovation from the aldermen and the many family and friends out in the audience. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.